G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of May 26. I'm John Barker. Joining me once again is Joel Marshall. Well, Joel, the Queensland Carnival starts to heat up. In Queensland Oaks Day, for the third time in 4 years, the Oaks will be run at Doomben over 2,200 metres. And every time, Chris Waller has had a short-priced favourite, lightly raced filly. Winx won, Egg Tart won, Will Young Star win.
Hopefully. She's a filly that I like quite dearly and have managed to secure some decent odds for her for the Oaks on Saturday. So hopefully it can be three from three. She looks very smart. The more I look at the race, the more I can certainly make a case for three or four others. But she was pretty dominant winning the Roses, and that's usually the right form line. She's drawn well. So she's definitely a deserved favourite, but there are three or four others that could win and wouldn't surprise.
Okay, well, the other Group 1 at Doomben on Saturday is the Kingsford Smith Cup. That is over 1,350 metres at weight for age, and so it is officially the rebranded BTC Cup, but it is in reality, it is very, very similar to the conditions. In fact, it's exactly the same conditions as the old Doomben 10,000 and run at the same meeting. Elsewhere around Australia, we have the Australian Hurdle and Steeplechase meeting at Sandown in Melbourne. We've got the Mackell Cup in Sydney, and we've got the opening of Belmont over in Perth. So there's plenty to get through. We'll start off at Doomben. We'll take you right through the black type races on the card. First of those is race two, Mullins Lawyers Grand Prix Stakes, 2,200 for three-year-olds at Group 3 level. These bound for the Derby, and obviously with the Oaks on the same day, these are all colts and geldings.
Sticking with Dark Dream, hard to go away from him. He was very good in the gun sind. He was heavily backed in the rough habit, and he crossed from the wide gate and was just a dominant winner. He's $2.10, so very short, but he does look the one to beat. 12 Omineka is a lightly raced sort. He's only had the four goes, so he gives away a bit of experience, but he just is improving with every run. He missed the start in the rough habit. Lovely ride by Craig Williams, cut the corner, saved all the ground. He probably just peaked on his run late. I think there's still upside with him. Number 11, Heavenly Thought, is definitely a hope if he's there. Darren Weir's got him and a key Derby hope, Lucky for All, in the same race at Sandown. So I'm assuming if they get a flight up, Heavenly Thought will be up there. And number one in for fourth, the other Victorian, Maha Madeus. I believe he's already up in Queensland. He seems to be going well.
Race three at Doomben on Saturday. Over the same trip, in fact, the tractor that hauls the barriers isn't going to have too much work to do at Doomben. There's three over 2,200, four over 1,350, and then just one at 12 and one at 16. So the second of these staying races is race three, Channel 7 Premier's Cup. These on the way to the Brisbane Cup, and it's a group three over 2,200.
Tricky race. You can certainly make a case for quite a few. I'm sticking with Rising Red. He's been pretty good to his followers last couple of starts, been able to get each way money. He pressed forward from a wide gate in the chairman's and stuck on well. He's drawn another tricky gate, but he'll be able to use his early pace, hopefully get into a good spot, and he'll run you a really good race each way again. Seven in for second, Sedanza. Bit flat first up at Hawkesbury, but made a very good improvement at Scone. Sat three wide the trip there over the mile, was too tough. Number three, Kawaya. Should have won at Caulfield, pulled up a bit lame in the Warrnambool Cup, chasing stablemate Gallic Chieftain, who he meets again here on Saturday. Certainly a bit of upside about Kawaya. And six, Nozomi. I think he's looking for the step up in distance. He's already a winner at this trip in the past. He hit the line well after a wide trip last time out. They're the top four, certainly respecting Gallic Chieftain, and even the Kiwi mare, the Wildflower. She'll go back from that gate, but she'll be hitting the line hard.
Race four at Doomben is the Programmed Property Services Lord Mayor's Cup, 1630 metres at Group 3 level, and wait for age.
Yeah, interesting sort of a race. Look, the way I'll play this is back a couple at decent odds. I speak of numbers 9 and 14. I've gone with 9 emphasis on top. He's a really talented dry tracker that needs a bit of pace on. He'll get that. A little bit of the speed has been taken away with the scratching of Dreams of Plenty, but still enough pace on here to suit. I thought his first two runs were really good, especially the second up run on a heavy track, which isn't his go. And then last time out, he was stuck down on the inside, probably wasn't the place to be, and it was a race of little change. So at big odds, I think he can run well. Certainly be saving on number 14, Nurse Kitchen. She's obviously A Talented Mare had her first run for Chris Lees at Scone. She was ridden quietly at the back, let find the line, and she did. She'll probably improve with another run at the belt, but she's classy. Number one, It's Somewhat. He's going to be tough to beat. I was tipping him in the Doomben Cup last week, and he looks really well placed at weight for age in this. Obviously, a little bit of a setback, but they've put the blinkers on. So I think, certainly throw him in your multiples. He's going to be a key player. And 13, in for fourth. She is what she is. You know what she is. She just goes to the front and gives her all, and she was hard to get past last start, and no doubt it will be similar on Saturday.
Race 5 at Doomben on Saturday, Might Have I, BRC Sire's Produce Stakes, 1350, Group 2 for the 2-year-olds at set weights. And speaking of Waller doing things that he's done before, he has Zeus Sains and a Zeus Star here.
Yeah, well, similar to the previous race, so I'll probably back a couple in the race and include them with the likely favourite, which is Zeus Sains. But I'm sticking with Graf. He was impressive on debut. I thought he'd go to Hawkesbury and win. He gave us a little bit of a heart flutter in the run. He sort of came off the bit. Kieran McAvoy really had to get stuck into him, but he knuckled down like a good horse late. He's been given a bit of a freshen. Blinkers go on. I think that'll certainly help. And I think he's the overs at around $7. Sizzling Ace, well, I've been with her from the start. She's still a maiden after five runs, but she continues to just keep putting her hand up and saying she's pretty handy. She's crying out for further. She gets out to the 1350 on Saturday. Just hope she can use barrier one a little bit. She just got a long way back last time out. Zusane sprinted sharply off the good tempo in the Champagne Classic and clearly deserves to be favourite. And number six, Dynamite. He sort of held his ground okay in that race. I expect up in distance from a good draw, he can settle a bit closer. You might see an improved performance.
Race 6, Glen Logan Park Stakes for fillies and mares over 1350 at Group 3 level sees the return of Shillelagh, but she and Foxplay, the Group 1 stable mates, have certainly got a fair bit to carry here at 60 kilos.
Yeah, both with 60 kilos. Shillelagh will get back, I would imagine, and be hitting the line hard. Foxplay, I've been sort of a bit worried about her since the start of this prep, and she's been racing, obviously, the A grade really in Sydney, but she's been a level below the best of her, and she just needs to improve a little bit. So I've left her out of my four, but certainly she's worth including in your multiples. I've gone with 7 Padrina from the Mick Price Yard. She faced a difficult task first up in the Sangster. She drew 16 of 17, went right back. I thought she found the line reasonably well. Can be a different story on Saturday from barrier one. She can settle closer and get all the favours. She's been in the Quinella 8 of 11, so she's really consistent. I think each way her to beat 2 Shillelagh, who, as I said, she'll probably spot them a bit of a start, but she'll be running on strongly. 11 Invincibella looks ready. Both her runs back have been really good at Randwick and Hawkesbury. And I've included number 9 long time ago in my numbers for 4th. She won the Group 3 summoned first up in the spring. That was 1500. 1350 is going to be probably a bit short for her, but really liked her trial. She looks to have come back in good order. I think the other one well worth respecting is 16 Platinum Angel, but she's drawn another wide gate.
First of the Group 1s at Doomben on Saturday is Race 7, Altus Traffic, Kingsford Smith Cup, 1350, weight for age. Group 1, $700,000. And as I mentioned earlier, it is essentially the Doomben 10,000 in all but name. And my fun facts about the Doomben 10,000 are that the favourite or equal favourite has won 5 of the past 9. In fact, I think 9 of the past 10 have been at $6 or less. And the other thing that really stood out about the recent winners of the Doomben 10,000, or the last few winners of the Doomben 10,000 until it was reshuffled, is that they tended to jump from barrier 5 or inside. So if we look at the ones that are paying $6 or less and have barrier 5 or inside, we are looking at La Romaine and English.
Yeah, and they ran first and third in the Doomben 10,000. I just think it's the right race for Lee Romaine. He's a model of consistency. He's been in the Quinella 16 of his 25. 10 of those have been second, so he's often found one better than him. But he's a multiple Group 1 winner, and his Group 1 form this time in has been excellent. Just edged out by Trapeze Artist in the all-aged, and he was very brave in the 10,000, sitting wide, no cover. Hopefully he can get into a bit more of a dominant position in running on Saturday, and he's the one to beat. I think number 8, Endless Drama, is the best at odds. He was much bigger odds late last week when he was well down in the ballot, but he's here and he's around $15 or $16, and I still think that's a bit of value for him. His trial recently was outstanding, and His form around Global Glamour earlier in the prep says he can run well here from a good gate. Three in for third care to think. Wasn't overly knocked about in the 10,000, but hit the line well. I think it'll probably be similar on Saturday. Hopefully I'm not one run too late with him, but I think the Stradbroke's his go. And 11 Champagne Cuddles I've thrown in for fourth. She was excellent, breaking the course record in the Gold Coast Guineas. They were going to go to the Fred Best, but I think when this race came up, maybe not thin on quality, but a little thin on numbers, they've thought they might as well have a crack at a Group 1, and I think she's well worth respecting. Obviously, impending an English wouldn't shock.
Race 8 is the other Group 1. It is, as mentioned earlier, Treasury Brisbane Queensland Oaks, 2,200 metres for three-year-old fillies with half a million. They've all got 56.5.
As stated earlier, Young Star deserves to be favourite. I think she's the one to beat. Really good ride by McAvoy last time out. Got her into the wide, sort of 3-4 wide train at the right time of the race. Swept around them on the turn, and her last 50, 75 metres was the best part of her work. So she's the one to beat. I think you've got to respect number 6, Tinker Moser. We've seen John Sargent do it time and time again with these fillies in Oaks's. She was really good at Warwick Farm, I thought, last start. Took on the older horses, made an early wide move from the back, and I thought she battled on well. 5, another dollar, is the one that you could probably make a case that could turn tables on Young Star from the Roses. She was wide, did a lot of work, found the lead, battled on well. She was 3 wide in the bracelet at her previous start. She's finally drawn a better gate, so she could improve heaps. And 4, Savakul in for 4. She comes through the Schweppes Oaks in Adelaide. She sat 3 wide all the way and just knocked up late, but wasn't disgraced. Certainly improvement in her. I think number 2, She's Dashing, is probably the only other hope. I'm willing to risk Eloise. She's had a long prep, and her pattern is probably not suited to Dobin.
Also, she's not coming off a top 4 finish at her previous start, which 19 of the past 20 Queensland Oaks winners have. There's about, mind you, applying that stat only knocks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the 16 runners out. My other fun fact about the Queensland Oaks is that 33 of the past 35 have been trained outside Queensland, but that's not going to save you much money here either, because the only Queenslanders at the in the race are at any old odds here, Joel.
Yeah, the bottom 3? Impulsive and Young Star. Well, a few of the Wallers are registered as Gold Coast, but that wouldn't count.
No. Sky Racing Fred Best Classic is the last at Doomben. It is race 9, 13.50 for three-year-olds at Group 3 level with set weights 57 for the males, 55 for the fillies.
I think number 3, Perast, can win again. I think he's backable odds around the $5.50 mark. He just battled earlier this prep. He was obviously meeting the probably, well, not necessarily the big guns. He only ran enlisted races and then the Group 2 Arrowfield. But probably, yeah, it's a bit of a drop in class to listed company in Brisbane last time out. And he got the job done nicely. He can sit just off YPO here. And I think the market probably has it around the wrong way. I think Perast should be favoured ahead of YPO. Not convinced he's going to run out the strong 13.50. Obviously, an on-pace pattern would help. But 3, Perast for me. 13, Femme Fireball. Been tipping her this prep from wide gates, and she's been okay. She's drawn barrier 2 on Saturday. Hope she can use it. I certainly won't be dropping off completely. And $34, you don't have to have too much on. 4, Assimilate. Ran on strongly in the English Guineas at Scone. Just no match for the winner, Moss Tripp, who did the same, came from the back, and I think that form line will hold up. And I've thrown number 11 in for fourth, the Bostonian. He's been scratched a couple of times now up in Brisbane and drawn wide again, so they might just have to bite the bullet and run him this week to get ready for the Queensland Guineas. Obviously, as I said, YPO is a chance, but I think a risk at the distance, and Sambro would be the other hope.
Okay, to recap Joel's best at Doomben, race 8, number 3, Young Star. Value bet, race 6, number 7, Padrina. They're racing on the lakeside track at Ladbrokes Park Sandown on Saturday in Melbourne. And we've got the Australian Steeplechase and the Australian Hurdle. Race 4 is the Australian Steeplechase. Joel, what do you like there?
Well, number 1, gold medals, if he's come through his warnable deeds in good enough order, should be hard to beat. He picks himself really. Yes, he's got the 69, but he deserves it, and he clearly the one to beat. I think the two dangers, and the market has it pretty much spot on, look to be the Dominator and King Kamada. The Dominator just out gunned King Kamada at Warrnambool and gets a weight turnaround, so you'd probably think they finish in the same order. And number two, Zataglio, backing up off his easy win at Caston last week, would be next best.
Right, the dominator for me from Zataglio, gold medals and three spying on you. Race five is the Australian hurdle, and I just thought with a one jumps run that I'd get a bit of, you know, against these seasoned jumpers, I'd get a bit of value from Self Sense, made him my value bet, and it's come up $2.50 favourite.
Yeah, very short. Interesting race. Look, number two, Two Hats, and one, Ancient King, have both got really good jumps records. I think number two, Two Hats, if he stays sound, I think can really progress to a high level. He finished runner-up in the Grand National last year to Ancient King, but I think Two Hats has got a stack of upside, but obviously Self Sense has a stack of upside too. He bolted in with his maiden hurdle, and since then he's beaten Kawaya on the flat and run second in a Wagga Cup. So he's on top, number seven, but number two is a talented jumper. One, Ancient King, and for third, and four, Honey Steals Gold for fourth.
Yeah, I went for Self Sense, Ancient King, Two Hats, Honey Steals Gold. Best and value bet on the program, Joel.
Look, found it difficult to find a best. I've gone early in the day. I've made Dusty Jack my best. It's a tricky race, and he's probably a bit more like a value bet at around $10, but I think he ran well. He was pretty good first up last prep behind Coolista. It was a really strong benchmark race. He had Coolista, the answer my friend, when he was going well, and he finished alongside Land of Plenty, and then he drew wide again in a similar sort of race behind Mr. Sneaky there at Caulfield second up. His next run behind Steel Frost was good. So I just think those benchmark races are probably a bit stronger. Even though it's a wide race there on Saturday, I think he'll run well, Dusty Jack. I made my value bet in the two-year-old race. Not a bad race, very intriguing, plenty of first starters, and obviously huge interest to do with a couple of first starters, particularly number six, Prince of Caviar, out of Black Caviar, and seven, Scipio's, the half-brother to Savabeel. But I've gone for number 13, Tahitian Dancer. I've liked this filly's jump outs at Mornington. Was able to travel well and showed a good turn of foot despite not really being asked to. She's also in at Werribee on Friday, so if she goes around there, maybe get on there. But if safe for Sandown, she's my value.
Yeah, well, my best was race six, number one, Lucky for All, although certainly $2.10 in this 16-horse field is no spoil. And I have no value bet because all my top tips are just about favourite, but for the sake of one, I will go race seven, number eight, Galaxy Raider, who is at least just each way odds. Randwick is the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday. We do have a listed race, the very familiar fields of it, a listed 2400, and Ecuador's in it, Destiny's Kiss. There's a lot of these that have gone around, a lot of 2400 metre listed races in Sydney. Joel, what do you like?
Well, going for probably the fresh horse on the scene here, the one who's had the fewest amount of starts, number three, Our Century. He's only had the 14 goes, and he's only had two for Kim War. He was really well tried at good odds in the Lord Mayor's and got the cash. He was wide early, still travelled so strongly into the corner and came away for a really dominant win. He meets Ecuador 2.5 kilos worse, but I think the upside is there to suggest he can win again. Ecuador in for second. He's a tough on-pacer, so you know he'll run well. In for third, number six, Naval Warfare, the other lightly raced comer, only had the 14 starts as well, and five, Lavani, back from Brisbane. She did a pretty good job in the chairman's out to 2000 last time.
And conveniently enough, that is your best for Randwick on Saturday. Your value bet comes up in the last.
Yeah, although the value is probably not really there. I think he might have been $8 originally. He's into around $6 now. I was hoping for a bit better, especially as he was 50-1 his first start in Australia. But number 11, Fierce Impact, Japanese bred, but did his racing in England. He'd been trialling really well, been showing good speed in his trials. I thought he'd run a cheeky race fresh. They rode him cold from the outside gate. He hugged the fence and flashed home for third. A lot of the same horses come through that race at Warwick Farm, and I think he'll be hard to beat, but $6 is a little bit tight. The other two I was keen on in the program, I thought race two, number five, Aria, would take plenty of beating off a really good trial on Monday. And Jubian Style, race five, number seven. He's a bit tricky to catch, but I reckon the quick backup, 2,000 metres back to a mile, might suit. He just over-raced badly last week, and maybe the quick backup will help, as will a bit of give in the ground, which they might get.
Morfordville, they are racing on the Parks Circuit, and so the Adelaide Festival of Racing is over. The fields have held up okay, and there are a few promising and talented ones there. And James Jordan, he's the third of his gems, and this seems to be a consensus pick across the winning post team, because two of our other tipsters have made it the best, and Paul Richards has tipped it as well. And on speak of race seven, number four, Lady of Crabilly. Says James Jordan, hard to ignore her first up run. She savaged the line and ran past a lot of quality three-year-olds. She'll be winning black type races, and this is a great assignment for her at this stage of her preparation. With even luck, she should round this field up. James's other best, race five, number five, Shopiro, for Francis and Kent and the very much informed Jamie Carr. That's at around 380, but a bit of value in race six from James Jordan. And that's number five, Lady Silhouette. Had nothing go her way at her last three runs. Two of them were at black type level. Drops back to benchmark 82. Still gets in on the minimum. Needs momentum, so the wider gate will help. And he expects her to go very close at around about $8. So as editor Tony Kneebone will attest, James Jordan with his gems very, very often gets two out of the three. So it'd be nice if, and in fact has been known to get three out of the three. So it'd be very nice if that was the case this time for your all-ups and your multiples. Belmont, they are opening. They have moved the tables and chairs across the road. And there's a few exciting ones going around there as well, according to our man on the spot, BJ Ryan. Most specifically, race 8, number 12, Enticing Star, who has been made top tip by our entire panel. William Pike and the Cerise and White have saved their best for last with the unbeaten Enticing Star set to notch a fifth straight win. Has clocked some remarkable closing sectional times at both starts this prep. It's clear that this four-year-old is something special. Ticks all the boxes. Only bad luck stands in her way. So that is race 8, number 12. And BJ's value, race 3, number 8, Ancient Hope. Now, earlier in the day, we are racing across the Tasman at Pukekohe and Trentham. But what's happened over there, Joel? We're normally getting 10 and 11 race cards, and we've got seven race cards.
Yeah, seven for both meetings. Yeah, a bit strange. I think one of the meetings had eight laid down, but lack of numbers. Heavy 11, both venues. So maybe the real mudlarks are still to come out maybe in the next month or so. Pukekohe, my best is Kataya, race 3, number 7, imported mare. She loves wet ground. She won easily on the heavy track two runs back on the heavy 10, I think it was. And then last time out, battled on well, up to open company. She's got the nice claim, gets in with 50 kilos. That will help. And my value bet is race 7, number 6, Lady Paint On, another that will benefit from a 4-kilo claim. Nice strong win on the wet track last start. Both her heavy 11 runs have been wins. One of them, I think, was by 12 or 13 lengths on a heavy track. That was her maiden win, so she loves the ground. Trentham is the other meeting. My best is Sophia Magia, race 3, number 6. Unplaced past 3, but just gets into a very winnable race here. She hasn't been far off them. And look, there's only 9 in the race. I reckon 4 or 5 of them you could probably put a pen through. So she should be hard to beat. And my value, we'll give another chance to Ram Sam Sam, who was our value last week. Was backed late. Looked to have every chance. Ran 4th, but was only 2nd up. Gets in with a really light weight here. Drops a little bit. Goes up a ratings band, but will be fitter. Loves wet ground and will put himself on speed. So give him another chance each way.
All right. Well, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. And leaves us only to remind you to pick up your winning post if you haven't already. We haven't only got Saturday form, of course. We've also got Friday. We've got the last Friday night meeting at Cranbourne. And then we've got full form for another 4 meetings on Sunday in Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland and Tasmania, plus fields for all the rest. And all your favourite other columnists and features, still only $5. Finally, our best $20 bet for the weekend. I was back in form last week with Boom Time at what I thought was quite a generous $3.50. And on Saturday, look, I'll go with my best, which is too short, but should win en route to the Queensland Derby, and that is race 6, number 1, Lucky for All at Ladbrokes Park, John.
Yeah, mine will be favourite as well, but I think she'll get the job done in the Oaks. Race 8, number 3, Young Star.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.